I'm having the time of my life this summer because I got an out of the blue job offer to play Charles Condamine in Alice Scoville's hysterical sequel to Blythe Spirit called Kindred Spirits. And Alice has been in the room, both in person and on Zoom. And we've been able to talk and discuss the script, but I've been in the position of, as I should be, an actor trying to make the lines come to life. Now, Alice is on this Zoom call and we're recording it. And she and I can finally talk sort of playwright to playwright, because I've written prequels to Hamlet, William Shakespeare's long lost first play, Abridged, and you've now written a sequel to Oscar Wilde's The Importance of Being Earnest, and now a sequel to Noel Coward's Blythe Spirit. So I wanted to ask you, playwright to playwright, where do you get, as Shakespeare would say, the chutzpah?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. I'm Austin Titchener, co-artistic director of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, now in its 18th year, number 921, Alice's Kindred Spirits. Kindred Spirits, Alice Scoville's lovely and funny sequel to Noel Coward's Blythe Spirit, opens this week at the Cincinnati Shakespeare Company. Ever since I directed Twelfth Night here in 2018, I've wanted to work with Cincy Shakes again, and so the last-minute opportunity to act in Alice's very fun new script has been really a gift. And in talking with Alice about extending the lives of characters created by Noel Coward and Oscar Wilde, it was another treat to discover that, like me, Alice has also played around in the STU, the Shakespeare Theatrical Universe.
Yeah, it is a lot of chutzpah. And I have to say, I have written a sequel to William Shakespeare's Love's Labour's Lost. I don't know if you know this. I wrote Love's Labour's One, which he actually did write, but it's been lost to time. At least we believe so. It was listed as one of his works in two different catalogs. So, yeah, it is incredible chutzpah, and some people berate me for it, but some critics, like serious critics.
Oh, yeah.
But like one lovely critic wrote that about The Rewards of Being Frank, that you would believe I was Oscar Wilde reincarnated.
Oh, so, that's beautiful. That into
I know, I want that on my tombstone.
So
I think part of what has given me the nerve, the chutzpah to do this, is that I've loved these plays a lot. I know them well. And when you go back and you look very closely at the words and the structure, which I did first, the first one that I did was The Rewards of Being Frank, you see that these writers are mere mortals. They're very talented, yeah. But you know that they've, and I get to, of course, glom on to some of these wonderful characters that have already been created and their personalities. But you know, the jokey structures you can recreate, the kind of little side comments, the snark, the gentle wit, all of that is doable. And I should mention that, like, my sequel for Ernest is 7 years later, so the 7-year itch idea. The Kindred Spirits sequel is 12 years later. So it's a much bigger expanse of time. The world has changed a fair amount from 1941 to 1953. And Charles has aged a lot. You know, he was man about town. Like, he has had the advantage of being this hugely successful author in mine. So that's changed. But he also is now an older man, and you know, he's not quite in his prime anymore.
Certainly the way I'm playing him.
So playing with that, the Shakespeare sequel is the, if for people who know Love's Labour's Lost well, it ends in a cliffhanger. It's like Who Shot JR kind of style, yeah. Of we're putting all of our plans to get married, all these lovers on hold, and we'll reconvene in a year and see where things stand, you know, if we're going to go through with them. And so it was a built-in sequel, which, as I said before, we believe Shakespeare actually made good on, that he actually did it. So I pick up the action exactly a year later, but with a much smaller cast. It's trimmed to just three couples, the royal couple, a noble couple, and then the servant class, Jack Winetta and Costard.
Fun.
Much more producible in this day and age to have, yeah, only six characters.
Something you do too is that you're able to ever so slightly modernize the characters and make them less dated to a contemporary audience in ways that feel to me like very natural. For instance, in Blithe Spirit, the tension between my character, Charles Condamine, and his current living wife, Ruth, is because his dead late wife, Elvira, who shows up as a ghost, and hilarity ensues. But in the play, at least in the film version I've seen most recently, you can see why he was attracted to Elvira. You understand that he and Ruth have a comfortable relationship, but you don't really see why they're together. In your play, Kindred Spirits, he has two new living women in his life, and one of whom, Claire, the relationship he has with Claire is sort of the relationship I want him to have with Ruth in Blithe Spirit. It's a real marriage of true minds, as you say. And I love that.
Well, thank you. I'm improving on Noel Coward. I do 100% agree with what you've said about trying to modernize it. I always try to make certain points. I have this theory about theater, that for theater to be really good, it has to entertain, it has to enlighten, and it has to engage. And so I don't know if you want me to expound on that, another E word, but you know, entertain is easy. You know, you can bring on the dancing girls and sparklers and lots of tap dancing, and you'll entertain people. Enlightened means expand their minds a little bit with whatever story you're telling, with that, whatever you're showing. And, you know, that can be a very broad range of ways in which it might be making them more sensitive to the human condition or to human relations. And finally, engage, because either of those other first categories can actually kind of be off-putting to some people. You know, what I find entertaining might not be what you do. And mm-hmm. Same thing in enlightenment can be very heavy-handed and not engaging. So I hope that's my goal, is to do all those things. Having said that, I tend to write kind of frothy comedies, so those aren't very well appreciated by the, you know, the theater gods.
Well, and I would argue that that's what makes you and I, to coin a phrase, kindred spirits, because I'm the same thing. We write entertainments that are hopefully smart and have some intelligent meat on the bone to engage, as opposed to a playwright or a theater company that's producing something serious that has moments of lightness, because this entertainment that you're talking about, I think, relaxes an audience and allows them to be comfortable. And then they're more susceptible, more vulnerable, more willing
to consider more serious ideas.
Yeah, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, as I brilliantly said years ago. I do try to always have a message in my work. It doesn't have to be heavy-handed. It can be as like kindred spirits, which you know well now. Some of it's about finding your right fit, that love has to be both the heart and the head, and that people should be equals, that to truly be a good couple, to be happy. That's not revolutionary, but you would be shocked how often I think it's worth saying in our society, because our society doesn't particularly act that way. We see so many mismatched couples, and it also has a feminism bent in that, you know, Charles is this man of a certain age with great privilege and wealth, and he has been very blinded by that. And so this is an opportunity to kind of poke fun at that and say, you know, the world is much wider than your own perspective. So that's the kind of messages that I have. They're sort of, I guess, aimed at let's be better people.
It might not be a radical idea or a new idea, but it's a good idea to be reminded of this holistic idea. You want in a relationship, you want to be looking for a person, a companion that engages you on every level, the mental and the physical, the inner beauty and the outer beauty, you know, that absolutely. All of it. You can't sacrifice one for the other, ideally, I suppose.
Yeah. And obviously those are hard to find. It's easy to find, you know, the certainly physical attraction. And our society puts a lot of stock in that. It's funny because I'm glad you actually brought up that Noel Coward didn't really create a strong relationship between Charles and his second wife, Ruth. He famously wrote Kindred Spirits very quickly. He wrote it in 6 days. And I'm sorry, but, oh, I'm sorry, thank you, you'll fix that. Blaise Verity wrote in 6 days, and he wrote it, he was very open about saying it was purely entertainment. He wanted to give the British people who were, you know, suffering terribly in 1941 something happy and joyful that they could just go and laugh at. And when he wrote it, it was much, much longer than even the very long version that we have today. It was it had to be cut tremendously. The producer kept saying, you need to cut, and it's still too long is the truth of the matter. But I guess he wrote it in a frenzy of inspiration. But I do feel like he missed opportunities because of that it's not very much about anything except this cool idea that, you know, you have these late wives coming, the late wife coming back and wrecking havoc, and what it would mean to a stable household to have a ghost. Oh, and it also allows incredible special effects, which we're doing too. And that, you know, the stagecraft is amazing, which I think has a lot to do with why the work has endured as a favorite.
Hi, I'm Brian Isaac Phillips, producing artistic director at the Cincinnati Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? This fall of 2024, we'll be performing the special election edition of The Complete History of America Abridged in Illinois, Maryland, Virginia, Kentucky, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Colorado. Check out the touring page at our website, ReducedShakespeare.com, or our social media pages for venue and ticket information. Now back to my conversation with Alice Scoville, talking about her new play, Kindred Spirits, which opens this week and runs through August 18th, 2024, at Cincinnati Shakespeare Company.
we've both written companions to Shakespeare. You wrote a sequel to Oscar Wilde, but Noel Coward's work is not in the public domain. Did you have to negotiate with his estate? That's a whole nother level.
Yeah, I was naive. I don't know why. I just thought, if I write this piece and it's good, they will just fall down at my feet and say, thank you. We're so happy that you've continued, you know, Noel Coward's work. And we want everybody to get to see that. I was a total idiot. And so they have been very good to me at the Noel Coward estate. They granted us a special license to do this production. You know, lawyers had to be involved. It's not an easy or straightforward thing. And they will consider it based on this production and the script that comes out of it. Because they were very wise to say, you know, maybe your script will improve with actual production. And I certainly has. They'll decide whether it can have additional productions. And so, of course, I'm holding my breath on that. The copyright is done in about 11 or 12 years here in the United States. And that's not a lifetime to wait. I mean, it's a long time, no doubt. But I could wait out that period. And then, you know, it's... And anybody's game. It's you can do whatever you want. And so I might have to do that and trust that if for some reason, heaven forbid, I'm not here in when those 10 years have passed, that my kids will do something for me with it.
Well, that's very good to know. As a fellow playwright and a podcast host, I will not be telling the actor part of my brain that everything's riding on this production. But speaking of this production at Cincinnati Shakespeare Company, you're working with some artists that you have worked with in the past on The Rewards of Being Frank. So clearly, again, there's a kindred spirit from the artists here at Cincinnati Shakes and yourself. And I'm thrilled that you brought me in to it. How have you cultivated that? Or is it just happenstance and luck?
No. It's definitely cultivated. I mean, it's become almost like a repertory company. You know, Brian Phillips is the artistic director at Cincinnati Shakespeare, a fabulous guy, as we both agree. And he did not direct The Rewards of Being Frank, but he was very involved in its shaping and creation. But Brian loved the group of actors so much that we had created that he brought them back just a few months later in the summer of 2023 to Cincinnati Shakespeare to do The Importance of Being Earnest. And so almost all of the actors reprised roles, but there are a few more roles that got filled. And I came to Cincinnati to see it. And during the few days that I was in town, we did the very first reading, the only reading of Kindred Spirits, with many of the actors who then ended up being in this production. But there is such a comfort in knowing actors who are really capable of doing the British accent well and doing comedy well and those sort of very stylized works that both, you know, Wilde and Coward created. So it's great to be back with all of these actors who I know and love.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, except for one more thing, which I'll share with you in about 60 seconds, so stick around. Alice Scoville's Kindred Spirits has its world premiere opening this week and runs through August 18th, 2024 at Cincinnati Shakespeare Company. Go to cincyshakes.com for more information. Then send us your Kindred Spirits via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com or throw a comment to us over on the socials or on our own actual website, reducedshakespeare.com, or visit my website, theshakespeareans.com. Thanks, as always, to glamorous first wife Matthew Croak, web services by Ginger Power Limited, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Nahar Aminoff. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Brian Isaac Phillips, producing artistic director of Cincinnati Shakespeare Company and the director of Kindred Spirits, who brought me down when the original actor cast in my role had to drop out just 5 days before rehearsal started. And as always, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 921 2763rds of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
For me to hear you speaking with an American accent.
I know.
I think you better do your British accent for this interview, otherwise I won't feel comfortable.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.